What's the song where it's like, who? Rumor has it.
Rumor has it she's the one I'm leaving you for. There's no.
We should go see Adele's residency. I kind of want to.
Please.
I also want to go see Katy Perry again.
My redemption.
No, I would go again.
That's vlog content.
That's for content. Like, we should
And I've still just been wanting to, like, I still haven't just gone to Vegas to go to Vegas.
We should all go with, like, all them, too. Because I think they were planning a trip.
To like, just, like, a weekend in Vegas, and then we also see Adele.
Yeah.
That would be so fun. And can we also go to the Magic Mike show?
I will not be in attendance, but I will go see Drag Race Alive.
And Cirque du Soleil.
No! Cirque du Soleil sucks.
No, I love Cirque du Soleil. Cirque
Is that bad Soleil. Of me to say? I hate it. It gives me anxiety.
Whoa.
I hate clowns and I hate any type of circus.
I thought it was weird when I went.
Right?
It's weird, but it's like fun
it.
Weird.
I don't get the hype.
There's different shows of Cirque du Soleil too, though, so it depends on what
the fact that they have like a sex one too, like that should be illegal.
What?
They kind have of like need. An 18 and up one where it's like
horny?
Yes. Literally. And one of the Real Housewives was like the host of it.
I feel like I'd kind of like that. That's fun.
You would like it. Of course you would like it. You love a show and sex. So like, you know what I mean? Like, you love a concert and you are a, you know what I mean? Like a sexual person.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
not a bad thing.
No, I know. Just the pause after Ed Yura. I was like, whore.
I didn't want to say like, you like to like be sexual, but like you're a sexual being. Like that's a thing.
Yeah, period.
You like to be naked.
I do like to be naked.
I didn't mean it in a bad way.
No, I didn't take it in a bad way.
Okay.
Well, it was just funny.
Okay.
Let's do some deep breathing really quick. Ready?
I don't know if I can.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Two Birds, Bull Stone podcast. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Emily.
And welcome back.
New episode up for you tonight.
New episode just dropped.
We got Prime, boy. I need to stop. I need to get that
chug
out of my
jug
head.
With you.
I really want to.
Chug jug. I'm like high.
I am too, and I haven't smoked at all.
Real.
What was I gonna look up? What did you just say? Oh,
chug jug with you.
That was kind of good. Can you guys tongue pop?
Prime boys. We got prime. We got blue raspberry. We got ice pop. We got.
Why are little kids so obsessed with prime?
It's because it's all they know.
What does that mean?
We got prime, boys. We got prime.
Okay, anyways. That was crazy. Hey, everyone. So for this epi, we're going to do a short, fun one for you boys.
Yeah.
If any of you... That was... whoa. Maybe edit that. I'm sweating. Anyways, I don't know why.
What is going on right now?
I don't know.
We are in crazy vibes right now.
Crazy, crazy frog. Also, I don't know why
I really
that.
Hope this isn't your first time listening.
I kind of hope it is. So today we're going to do...
MASH. We're playing MASH.
Fuck my intro.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were
I was going to be like, the game. The legend. You all know you love... Like, damn! Caitlin said MASH! Okay, yes. The game. You know you love it. Elementary school, middle school, core. I played this in high school, too. I don't know about you guys.
I played it in college.
MASH. We fuck with MASH.
Iconic.
And if you haven't played MASH, it stands for Mansion, Apartment, Shack, House. And basically what you do, you go through and fill out all of these different categories, and it predicts your future. So you put in... your partner or dream partners or worst case partners, because it's all going to be randomized at the end. Dream cars. This one has color for like your wedding dress, but we're going to swap that to pets because pets is always more fun. And that's what I did when I was little. Number of kids, location, like where you live, and then your occupation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I will be
picking the options for Kaylin, and Kaylin will be picking the options for me. So, yes. Yeah.
Something I'm Googling right now because I want to have enough options for, like, you, famous lesbians.
Kaylin! They don't have, I can make them.
No, I know, but it's just, like, I don't know why, like, when I went to certain, like, that's the first thing I
but
typed
you know
in.
I love a straight woman. Like,
that is so
that's my
true.
Type. My
that
type
is
like,
so true.
Honestly, I think I have some good ones. I would always pick the crazy answers for everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was always playing it in, like, this is really my life, and I need to get the best option ever.
Have you ever watched Pen 15?
I don't think so.
Oh, Caitlin, you would fucking love that
what
show.
What is it?
It's you might have seen some of it, but it's about these girls in middle school who are like outcasts and they're like best friends. Oh. But they're played by adults. But they're in middle school and everyone else around them are middle schoolers.
I think I know what you're talking about.
But they're
playing
themselves
like, pictures
in middle school.
Of this.
It is
yeah.
the funniest show I've ever seen.
I should
seen.
Watch it. I need
you
to,
would love
I
it.
I was just saying at work the other day that I need to start like watching more shows, like
it's
new
also,
shows.
Like mindless. Like it's like you can put it on right. and just like listen and you're going to be crying laughing, but you don't yeah. need to like be paying attention.
Yeah,
to it.
I need to start watching it because all I ever do if I want to watch a TV show, I'm watching Glee or The Vampire Diaries yeah. and like that's it. It's like yeah. I need to broaden my horizons.
You need to watch Pen 15. It's yeah. so and Broad City.
Yeah, I do want to watch that one too.
Okay.
Okay, let's get into it.
Okay, are we typing you first or me first?
I want you to do me first.
Okay. Number one for Kaylin's partner choices, Mark Lee.
Period.
I have to give you one good one.
Mark Lee, if you guys don't know, is from NCT. He's a K-pop idol and he is my boyfriend.
Kaylin is genuinely, I've never seen her so like obsessed
it's just
with a person
too
in a
real.
Way that's like.
It's a little too real yeah. because I have spoken to him before. We had a video call.
Oh, my God. I forgot.
And it just that made it unfortunately a little too real in my brain. So I'm a little delusional about it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like different than Harry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just in a different way.
It's more accessible.
Yeah. Like for some reason, like Mark Lee is like I really.
Attainable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why because he's not.
No.
But
it's okay to have that feeling.
Yeah. 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 Hold on, Emily's checking her text.
Sorry, I got a message. Next for Kaylin, Tana Mongeau.
that could go either
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Because I feel like Kaylin would either be like best friends with her or they would like fucking hate each other.
That's so true.
And that is a dynamic relationship I want to see happen.
No, it would either be amazing
or
really bad.
You guys are soulmates or you never are meant to interact in the world.
I feel
ever.
Like I could see myself fist fighting Tana Mongeau. Who was that president that we saw the edits?
George Bush. George
we went
Bush.
After we went out, we were at Emily's house for a little bit.
No, that was before we went
that
out.
That was before? Holy shit. Before we went out, we were watching like TikToks on like Emily had her For You page like up on Apple Play. And there were like six George Bush edits that came up. And I was like, why he kinda
Kaylin was like, he's kinda hot. He's like his clips.
They're so fucking funny.
Oh
dude.
My god. Duh. Okay. Last one for you. Or next, after George Bush, I put Harry, just so you had two good options.
Period.
Then last one is Ellen. Because you loved Ellen.
I used to
come
home
with Ellen
every single day from yeah. like middle school and elementary school. I would come home and watch Ellen with my grandmother and I was like, this is the life.
Yeah.
Fucking loved Ellen.
Yeah.
And it's like still kind of, but she is bad.
She's bad. She's bad. Bad.
But the show was so good.
Yeah. Actually, I'm changing out Tana Mongeau to James Corden.
I would marry James Corden. There, I have a lot of good options in this one, to be fair.
Do you?
I think
James Corden, Mark Lee, or Harry Styles. Those are your and George Bush and Ellen.
So I have three good ones and two bad ones.
Should I give you another bad one then? Do you want the?
I
what
mean,
do you want?
We're gonna have to do two more rounds, so like we
okay,
can save
okay,
them.
Okay. Yeah. Next, automobiles. We're gonna give Kaylin a moped.
I would slay on a moped.
Then we're gonna give you smart car.
Period.
Then we're gonna give you. We'll give you a Tesla. You would like a Tesla.
I want a Tesla. When I go to Bria's wedding, I'm renting a car and I'm renting a Tesla.
You're so scary. So that next, let's give you monster truck. Okay, I loved monster trucks when I was little.
So true.
Last one, we're gonna go camel. Okay,
I'd be scared of a camel.
We're going snake
no.
first. Then we're going spider.
No.
Then we're gonna go bird.
What the fuck?
We're gonna do Rottweiler.
Period.
Love Rottweiler.
Love.
Then we're gonna go hairless cat.
I hate hairless cats.
I know.
I hate, and I love all animals except for bugs and spiders.
I know.
And hairless
cats.
Are
you a bird hater? Did I make that up? I know someone who's terrified of birds,
I know somebody who is also terrified of birds. I'm not a bird hater, but I wouldn't want one as a pet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate. There's a scene. There's like one of the Real Housewives of Potomac has a bird named T'Challa, and it literally would like swoop in and like dive bomb people and like try and
see,
like, bite them and stuff, like peck them.
The noise of your teeth.
That's crazy. I don't like that.
That was crazy.
Okay, number of kids. We're going 60.
Nope.
2. 0.
Yes.
We'll go 5 and 7.
Okay.
Location.
This is
we're
fun.
We're going to do.
This is so funny.
The
panic. I mean, Los Angeles can be one.
Okay, well, fine. You get LA as your good one. Then bad one, you're getting Jupiter, Florida.
I would hate my life. Mm-hmm. Unless I was old and Republican.
Next, we're going to do.
You knowing Jupiter specifically is really funny.
I know. It's because I listen.
Period.
Alaska.
No, God.
Yup.
I think I talked about how much I hated Alaska.
Literally so funny. Then we'll do Chicago because Chicago's a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
And then last, Miami.
That's pretty good.
Give you a good one. Okay, Chicago, we'll do North Dakota. I was trying to think of somewhere like horrible.
That would be horrible.
You know what I mean? Like there's nothing to do. You go see Mount Rushmore's in South Dakota too, right? Or North?
I have no idea.
Either way, that's all you see.
I didn't even know Mount Rushmore was in the Dakotas.
I've been.
Oh.
I went when I was a kid.
Jeez.
We moved from LA to Chicago and we drove. And so we
Yeah.
Okay, jobs. We'll do influencer.
Period.
Podcast host.
Period.
Clown. What's your nightmare job? Mother.
Mother.
Bus driver.
Oh yeah, that would suck. I'm gonna do kindergarten teacher.
I would be so bad at that.
You would hate that. Kaylin hates children.
Yeah, I'm not a kid person at all.
Okay. Next, what's your number? What number are we picking to spin it out? You can't do the math.
I'm not doing math.
1, 2, 3, 10. 4. Okay.
4. What were you counting?
5. I said you had 5 seconds.
I'm nervous. I wish you guys could see the like visual because there's like a red thing.
Okay, it's going.
I'm
gonna tell you your options are Mark Lee, George Bush, or Harry.
Yeah.
So you're doing pretty good.
Oh, right. I forgot that one gets cut off every time.
Yeah. Your options for location, LA and North Dakota.
Oh my God.
Oh, and you're lucky. You only have 2 or 0 kids as your options right now.
Thank God.
And then your jobs, influencer, podcast host, or mother. Mansion is out.
No.
Apartment, shack, or house.
Fuck.
You in a shack with Mark Lee.
Honestly, if I'm with Mark Lee, I'll be okay.
This is not working.
I'm like, this episode, the more I think about it.
It's so bad. Like, why did we do this one?
I don't know how we're going to do more than one. Is it doing anything?
No.
Do you think if you click
Should I refresh?
No, don't refresh. Just, is there like a go button again or something?
No. It's just this gif of this guy sticking his tongue out and doing math and it says working. I'm getting a virus from this fucking thing. Want to win some free stuff? Click here. And it's an image going of a librarian.
I have that same one.
Okay, well, should I refresh?
I guess so. Screenshot before you do in case you just have
you
to
You know
count.
What? I'm just going to count.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm pulling this into Illustrator so I can draw. Okay. I'm getting fucking... Okay.
This is all getting cut.
Okay, you're ready?
Okay.
Okay, finally, we got it. I did have to do this by hand. Kaylin, here is...
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm really going to try to picture it. Okay, tell it as a story, please.
One day, Kaylin goes to the store. She's walking down the aisle in a grocery store. She's shopping, and she bumps into none other than George Bush. They met in the frozen meat section. They were talking about something, and he asked her out on a date. And she said yes, and the rest was history.
Oh, my God.
Because of
that,
Kaylin was feeling so confident, so good about herself. She was like, you know what? It's time for a new car. Kaylin goes out and buys a monster truck.
Oh, me and George Bush in my monster truck.
George W. Bush in a lifted grave digger, purple, green, and black monster truck.
I was picturing green also.
And she has to use a ladder to get in it. But in her monster truck next to her is a car seat.
No.
For her hairless cat.
No! Ew!
Luckily, though, Kaylin doesn't need any other car seats because she does not have any other children.
And but that's a hallelujah.
Where is Kaylin driving this monster truck around, you may ask? None other than the beautiful, incredible state of North Dakota. Kaylin can whip that hoe wherever she wants. She's probably riding up Mount Rushmore. If that is in North Dakota, it could be in South. But while Kaylin is doing that, while she's driving around in this monster truck on Mount Rushmore, she's listening to her own podcast as a podcast host for her career. And at night, she's driving home to her boo-boo, George W. Bush.
Right.
In their shack.
George W. Bush couldn't afford more than a goddamn shack.
Honestly,
my monster truck probably being bigger than my home.
You probably paid more for the monster truck than you did.
I'll sleep in my monster truck.
Honestly, that's a house.
Okay, so
that is crazy. You got lucky on the no kids, though.
I did
and
get
the
lucky
podcast
on the
host,
no.
That's good.
Yeah, the only really good things about this were
the
no
jobs
kids
and
the podcast host.
Hairless cat, I would kill myself.
I literally, like, one time I was at a coffee bar with, did you just spill your coffee on you?
A little bit.
You good? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I was at
it's
the coffee
still
bar.
On this.
I'm done.
I think you have to do lower than 10.
What do you mean lower?
Like
than
number. 10? Like on here maybe? We can try that for money.
Yeah. Okay. I was at the coffee bar though once with Paige, and there's always so many animals in there, and I'm
right.
Obviously love, like, I love dogs and cats, whatever. Cats have come in, I'm petting them. Somebody came in with a hairless cat, and Paige was like, oh, cute. And like they were like, oh, do you want to pet it to me? And I was like, yeah. So cute. And like it was just so painfully obvious that I like did not find this cat cute at all.
They're so
I just
narcy.
Do not find them cute. Don't like the feel of them. Don't no. like the look of them.
Was
also,
there, like,
if you can pop a pimple on your pet, there's a problem. You should not be owning that as a pet. Like, I've
real.
Seen like people do like pore strips on their hairless
no.
cat and
uh-uh.
like I want to vomit. Like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Mason's laughing.
What were you gonna say?
They're so, like, velvety soft.
No,
ew!
They're not.
It's like a rotisserie chicken.
No.
That
what?
Is a raw chicken.
Yeah, it's not, like, soft in, uh-uh. like, a cute way. It's soft in a skin
in
way.
A skin,
like
that
like,
is skin.
Like a baby.
No. And I don't like babies either.
Kaylin hates a baby. Okay.
But overall, you know, it could have been worse, I guess.
Yeah.
I could sleep in my monster truck. George W. Bush is supposed to be rich.
Allegedly, yeah.
So I don't know.
So we don't know.
Who knows?
Kaylin
pretty
does...
good. Not, I'll give my life a 6 out of 10.
That's a really high ranking.
Maybe 5.
That's still very high for living in...
I'm trying
in...
to be optimistic.
Okay, good for you. No, and that's your take on the situation. Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm so scared.
I'm scared that I'm not going to pick good ones.
I didn't okay. pick good ones, clearly.
Okay. First... on my list for spouse, Taylor Swift. Because, like, I know it's like we love Taylor, but we don't.
I don't love her like that.
I know, but I think it would be interesting.
So, I don't understand, like, people who are like boyfriend Taylor. I'm like, I don't get
yeah.
it.
Next is Halsey.
No! No! Kaylin,
I know
so
Emily don't
mean.
Like Halsey. I like Halsey. Next.
Give me some good ones.
I'm trying to think of like... Oh. Next. Sydney Sweeney.
Love. Thank you, God.
Yeah. Great option there. Honestly, she's so hot.
She's so... It's scary. I can't talk about it.
Next is... Jimmy Kimmel.
No! Why do I get 3? I don't have any good ones. I only have 1 good one. That's not fair.
Okay. That's not fair.
It's not fair.
Okay. Well, let me think of another good one. The harder ones are easier for some
reason
for you. Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence. The only man on here being Jimmy Kimmel.
Thank you. I like Jimmy Kimmel. I'm not a Jimmy Fallon fan, so this is good.
I almost put Jimmy Fallon instead. Should I?
I can't stand him. No.
Jimmy Fallon instead.
No!
Okay, fine. I'll keep Jimmy Kimmel.
No, you can do Jimmy Fallon. I'm just kidding.
I love Jimmy Fallon. Okay. Automobile, for sure, gotta be a Razor scooter.
No! Those, yeah, actually, I've done too much on a Razor scooter. I've gone too many places in a Razor scooter.
Next, only a slight step up. Gotta be a Bird scooter.
Love. Oh, absolutely. We'll ride that until it breaks. Yeah.
Next, would you like a Lambo?
No, I'm not a sports car girly.
Tesla. What, you wouldn't really.
I would take a Tesla. Okay. I'm like a. I like a bougie SUV. That's like a dream car for me.
Oh,
like
okay.
Like a bougie, like Lexus or something.
Bougie Lexus is literally what I'm writing down. Bougie Lexus.
Bougie SUV, like a, or like a old Bronco
Lexus SUV. Oh, okay. How about a classic Bronco?
Yeah.
Is a tut tut toot toot.
Oh my what God, that's dream or golf cart. That's my dream.
But I have too many good ones for you then.
But that's still not that good. Like, what if I have 12 kids?
True. Golf cart.
Need.
Okay. For pets, Beanie.
I hope I still have her.
Okay, no, I'm taking Beanie off.
Okay, yeah.
Ferret.
No! Any rodent, I'm sorry, that is not a pet. That is a creature. You don't need to own that. You know what I mean?
Ferret.
Even the word.
Yeah, they are kind of gross.
I was at the grocery store with my grandma once in Arizona, and this guy had a ferret on a leash, and it was just crawling all over his arm, and he was like looking through the romaine
lettuce.
It just
reminds me of that.
And it was on him, and my grandma goes, "That's sick." And the guy was like,
"Oh my God, like
scurried on his shoulder." Yeah. She's like, "That's sick." Oh, disgusting. Like, oh my God. Mad. I was like, "Mimi, let's go." I was like, fuck, that's disgusting. Like, it is gross. I don't want your little rodent running on my produce.
My produce?
Like, she was vocal. She did not give a fuck. Someone hit her once with their jacket, like, brushed her with their jacket, and she goes, "Watch it, you creep." And then he sat next to us the flight home.
Icon. Like, iconic. Period.
Oh, he didn't even speak English.
Oh, no.
I know. She was just, like, yelling. We were in, like, Stockholm or somewhere, like, crying. Watch it, you creep. Like, she does not fucking hold back. She did not care.
Period.
Anyways, yeah.
Ferret. Horse.
Oh. Okay, I could own
it. Could
horse.
Go either way, I feel like.
I would sell it. You know
you
what
can't.
I mean? Oh.
It's your pet.
Okay.
You have to love it no matter what. Parakeet.
No. Okay, horses I respect from a distance, but I wouldn't want to own one. They have too much power. They're too powerful.
I would love to just, like, ride a horse through a field every night when I'm, like, sad. You don't get that?
I'm also so allergic.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Okay, cat.
Shoot me. Do I even have a good one? No. You know I'm a cat hater, no offense. One.
I know, but I don't.
Except for Jack.
It's like, thank you. I would just put dog, but, like, is that too boring?
Give me a breed. Give me a.
Oh, you're right.
I gave you a Rottweiler.
I'm going to give you a poodle.
Okay, my dream dog, Cocker Spaniel.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Since you don't like the other ones. Cocker Spaniel.
They're so fucking cute.
Number of kids? 0.
Love.
100.
No, I want like one or two. No, I want 2. 3. I don't want an only child. No offense, Kaylin.
7.
Give me 2. Give me 2.
I give you 3.
No!
And 1. You get 0, 100, 3, 7, or 1.
0, 100?
Yup.
I hope I got a second golf cart.
Damn. You're going to need a few more.
I'm going to put them through college.
Location, Los Angeles.
All right.
Chicago.
Okay, I can do that.
Los Angeles, Chicago, Bollywood.
Okay, work. I think I could.
I think that would be kind of fun, right? Okay. Yeah.
Are we getting super into it?
The outback of Australia.
No.
You out there in the fucking dirt.
Like, I would sob.
Yeah, real. Last one. Florida.
I could do it. I think I would somehow thrive there.
I don't want you there then. I want somewhere that will break you. Job, podcast host.
Love.
If we both get it, it's meant to be.
Yeah, duh.
I'll give you like babysitter because I think you'd kind of like that because you like kids.
Yeah, but not enough to do that as like my career path.
Yeah, true. Well, I'm keeping it. Podcast host, babysitter.
Okay.
Cart girl.
Yes. Yes. As long as I didn't have to like what I have to do drag to be a straight woman every day though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
to get money for sure. Or you'd have to really bro it up.
Oh, I could bro it up.
Yeah. Okay. Cart girl.
Give me like.
Graphic designer. Sounds like what you do.
Oh, that's like my job. Like, give me like rock star. Like,
oh, okay, hype woman.
Yes,
like professional hype woman.
Dream job. Or like game show host. I would love. You know what I mean? Like, I would thrive in that.
Okay, game show host. But then I'm changing babysitter to something bad because you have too many good ones. All right, lucky number.
Let's go 5.
5. Compute working Emily's results in story form.
Stop. I'm scared.
You should be.
Is it bad?
So Emily one day is playing basketball, shooting hoops on the court. When all of a sudden she hears out of the corner of her ear.
No.
Some wait, I want to start my story over. Okay. Emily one day is walking through a mall.
No!
Who is it?
She hears out of the corner of her ear some singing. Who else would be singing in a mall? Who would be singing in a mall, you ask? None other than Holt.
No! No! Like, why? Me, God, no. And so waste your time on me. You're already.
I hate you. I love Halsey, guys.
The
by the way,
I played that. Remember when I played that our freshman year on the TV when the teacher and I was went like,
"No, I love her. I met her, guys. Just know that this isn't an anti-Halsey zone. That's an this. There's a wall here. Okay.
I don't dislike her. I'm just not a fan.
That's fair. So yeah, you
and
guys
I don't
really,
want to marry her.
You guys really hit it off. And so you get married.
At least I can mooch off her fame.
Period. And you get married and you ride off into the sunset on your Razor scooter.
God damn it.
You and Halsey on your Razor scooter. You go home though because you need to feed your little pet. It's a parakeet.
You going R.I.P. headphone user.
Yeah, parakeet.
Fuck. And this is already the worst case scenario for me.
And then you don't need to do anything else because you don't have any kids.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
And you go outside then with your wife Halsey on your Razor scooter, you know, going around town.
Oh, my God.
In Bollywood.
Okay, work.
That's kind of fun.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. And then you guys are on your way to your professional job.
Stop.
Maybe it's opening for her concert.
Stop.
Because you're a hype woman.
Yeah! We got prime, guys. We got prime. Like, are you kidding? This is dream scenario, actually. You know what? It's fine.
Yeah.
Because I can go on tour and I can leave her.
Yeah. And I think I already said this throughout it, but you all do, after a long day of work, return to your house.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Right, so that's, you know, fine. Pretty good.
I'll take that.
It could have been worse. What do you rate it 1 out of 10?
5.
About the same as mine. We both got okay ones.
Except you're marrying George Bush in the shack, which is crazy.
Yeah, I guess I could
like,
have
that really
could have
been like -2 for me if I like really thought about it.
Definitely could have been.
Should we look for a different generator real quick?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Or raw.
All right.
And
round
then colors
two.
We're gonna do we'll do pets again.
Yeah. Final rounds for each of us.
Is this nightmare or same mix? Do you want to mix?
Do mix, but when you're, let's really, like, let's open it up to animated character. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
really
yeah.
Open
okay,
up.
Okay, number one, Count Dracula,
honestly,
Sesame Street.
I'm not mad at that.
Next, that's so scary. We're going to do Jacob Twilight as
oh,
your good one.
Yeah.
Okay, how about we only get one good one in all of them?
Okay,
that's
okay,
a
that's
good.
Good.
One.
That's
okay.
Good.
Jacob from Twilight is Kaylin's
that's
good
a,
one.
That's a really good one for me. Fuck, marry, and kill. Mwah.
Yeah, absolutely. We know. Oh, we know.
Oh,
next,
we know.
We're going to do Howie Mandel. I'm so scared of him.
I'm not really scared of him, but he does like freak me
out. He freaks me out. I don't like him at all. He gives horrible vibes.
Okay, don't put him on mine, but I'm putting him on yours.
Okay.
Because I don't feel as strong about him.
Okay, then. Okay, we're going to Grinch. You already had sex while that was playing.
Yeah.
Next.
Thinking about having sex with the Grinch.
You're kind of there. In this. Like, if you get him.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Next, Jacob Sartorius.
How old is he now? I know he's old
like
enough.
He's like 20-something. Yeah. Last Millie Bobby Brown.
She kind of scares me, too.
Exactly, right? Like, she's scary. I would be on edge around her all the time.
She's going to cheat on me with Drake.
Should I put Drake on yours? Yeah. Okay, we're switching out Count Dracula with Drake.
Because I liked Count Dracula too much.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Next, cars.
Drake.
We're doing old pickup truck.
Okay.
You would hate it. You need bougie car.
I do like a bougie car.
Yeah. Okay, then we're going to do hoverboard.
I love short distance, long distance. Oh, my God.
Going
I would
on the freeway in that.
Crash. Oh, my God.
Your one good one will give you, like, Ferrari.
Okay, period.
Then your other bad one will do.
I mean, I wouldn't like anything that I would have to manually do, like a scooter or like the Flintstones type of car.
Okay, yeah, we'll do a Flintstone car. And then we'll do Razor scooter also.
Yeah, I would hate that.
No, rollerblades.
No. Barely a vehicle.
Barely a vehicle. Pets. We'll give you, what's a dog you would like? Pitbull?
Yeah.
And then bad pets.
Hairless
piranha.
Cat was almost the worst it could get. Oh,
piranha. Then
how do you even like care for a piranha?
You gotta feed it like live stuff, right? Then we'll give you a rat. Like nightmare. And then a guinea pig.
I had a guinea pig.
Okay, then no. What about a gerbil?
Gerbils don't bother me.
Damn it. A squirrel.
Squirrel in my pants.
And then we'll give you an ant farm.
Ew.
Yeah.
I hate ants.
Okay, numbers. We're going to do 75, 12, 0, 86, and 4.
And
okay.
4.
Places. Your good one can be L.A. Bad ones. We're going to go Antarctica.
Oh, my God. At least I'd have a penguin.
Sahara Desert.
Don't like being hot.
I know. Then we're going to do underground in the tunnels at Disney.
That'd be bad, but also good.
Okay, then damn
it. No, keep that one, though. It's funny. Come on. Keep
okay,
it
fine.
In.
Tunnels under Disney.
Me living.
You're a mole person at Disney. Okay, and then middle of the woods.
Scary. But maybe there's a vampire.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully one that
Jacob,
wants
if you're married to Jacob. Jobs. Your good one will give you influencer again.
Period. Dream job influencer.
We'll do WWE wrestler.
Maybe I would eat.
Maybe. You never know.
You never know.
Then we'll do hibachi chef.
I would be so bad at that.
I know.
But it would be funny.
Okay, hibachi chef. Then police officer.
Oh, no.
You would hate that. You would hate
I'd be the worst police
that.
Officer, but maybe
so
the best.
Bad. You would hate
oh,
that.
I would. I'm saying I would be the worst, but maybe the best because I wouldn't kill anyone.
Yeah.
I would yeah. just sit in the office.
Right. Okay, next we'll do Carney. No, that doesn't make sense. Does it?
It makes sense, but I don't think I would hate it.
I would hate that.
Would I get to, like, hang out with the clowns?
Huh? You want that?
If
okay,
they're
I'm going to do.
Scary.
Okay, truck driver.
Yeah, I would fucking hate that.
You
I would also
hate that.
Probably die.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now we need a number.
Jacob, tell me what number. And I'm going to go with 8.
I hated that.
Oh, my God, I'm nervous.
Oh, my God, it's going so fast.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh,
oh
fuck.
My
we
God.
Should have been using this one the whole time.
Oh, my God.
I'm nervous. Stop.
This one tells you it in a story form.
Yes!
It says,
yes!
Once upon a time, you met Drake.
No!
and got married.
Headphone users, literally, oh my God, I'm sorry.
You moved to the tunnels under Disney and lived in a shack. You eventually got it on and had 12 kids with Drake. You drove around in a Ferrari with your pet piranha.
I just pictured having a pet fish and the tank being a purse.
It's kind of, and then that your piranha kind of could be a little tack dog.
Yeah, it's kind of cunty.
You worked as a hibachi chef until the age of 65 when you retire.
Oh my God. One, killing tunnels myself under because Disney, of Drake. Me two, living with Drake. Kids.
Three, the shack. The Ferrari hibachi chef piranha, kind of a sleigh.
Kind of a sleigh. The piranha at first, I was like, no, that's horrible. But then when I thought of the purse.
Attack dog.
It's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cunty.
It is. And it,
that is so funny.
Tunnels piranha. Under Disney is kind of a yes.
For you, yeah.
So is my shack inside of the tunnel of Disney? Mm-hmm. Honestly, that's kind of a win, I think.
I'm glad you're like, optimistic about that. I would very hate that.
It would, I just, as long as I'm allowed to roam freely and I'm not like hiding.
Okay.
Because then I could just go to Disney whenever I wanted.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm into it.
Love. What would you rate it out of 10?
I would honestly rate this one.
12 kids, Drake in a shack under Disney.
Yeah, fuck, that's pretty bad.
That is bad, Kaylin.
That is bad.
That is, like, worst case scenario.
I was trying to think about on the bright side, but all I was thinking about was the tunnels under Disney and every other one except for the piranha sucks. And the, I guess, the car.
Except for the piranha.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give that one, like, a 3.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's bad. I do not want 12 kids with fucking
Drake. No. Except you. Okay. Maybe you would get a lot of money from him.
Not if we're living in a goddamn shack.
Under Disney. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. He could afford more.
He deserves.
He spent all the money on the Lambo.
Ferrari. Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Number one for you, Howie Mandel.
No! He really... Okay, only thing that he contributed to society that was good. Remember when everyone thought he was kidnapped?
Yes!
That was crazy. But,
yes, on TikTok.
The Deal or No Deal. I literally, that game at Dave and Buster's.
Period.
I'm like an addict there. I'm like a gambler when I play that.
Okay, next, Rosie O'Donnell.
No! That, I know, came from the lesbian list. That is my nightmare, no offense.
The lesbian list.
I know that's it.
And it did.
I know it did. And it did. I'm not an idiot. Do you remember that video where it's like, thanks a lot, Rachel, you idiot. Now my iPad charger doesn't know how to charge my iPad.
You know, I thought I didn't know it the
Right?
whole thing.
Isn't that it?
I don't know. Next one is Rachel Berry, though.
No! That's worst case scenario.
Yeah. Carly Rae.
That's bad.
Really? You don't want to fuck her?
No. No.
Oh, interesting.
Thanks a lot, you idiot. Thanks a lot, Rachel. Thanks a lot. Thanks to you, my charge is not charging on my iPad because it's got used to your iPad instead of mine. It's not charging my iPad and it's all your fault. I hope you're happy because I've told Mom.
So real.
That's so
like,
real.
Say it again, girl.
I'm trying to think of a good one for you. Celebrity crush, who is it? Zendaya?
Celebrity, I have so many. You could do like any hot person. Like any hot woman.
I know, but I'm struggling to think of a good one. Pink?
No. Her, I'm sorry, it cringes me out seeing her do her acrobatics.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I'm like, girl, give it a rest. We know you can do that.
100%.
You know?
Haim girls, or are they more sisters?
No, they're like my sisters, yeah.
I only know your sister people. I don't know who you want.
Okay, there's a lot, so I don't know. Sydney Sweeney, do you know Victoria Pedretti? She's an actress. I'm trying to think who else. I can't say that. Okay,
say it.
We're not including this. Wait. Saucy Baby, I'm in love with her.
Why can't we include that you love Saucy Baby?
She's so hot.
I'm putting her.
Emma's gonna kill me.
Saucy Baby is on the list. Sorry, Irma. Stassi Baby is on there as your good one.
Okay. Oh my god, that being my only good one is crazy.
Kristen Stewart. Period. That's a good list. Cars, Lambo.
That's a bad one for
Get
me.
Get the Lambo. I'm just thinking of it from Disney song. Well, you know, Disney Channel Flow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lambo.
What? He doesn't, does he say that?
Maybe I'm mixing songs.
It's every day, bro.
With the Disney Channel Flow. Okay, well, Lambo is number one. Then we're going to go ahead and put golf cart as your good one.
Thank you.
Next we're gonna go ahead and go with a Flintstones car. I'm stealing that one.
That's horrible. Because like, it is really bad. That's worst bad. Case scenario.
Yeah. And then we're gonna go ahead and go with the Rock from SpongeBob.
Patrick's?
Yeah. Kinda well, like good. The Rock that like they know that he delivers pizza on.
Oh
yeah. For sure.
God, that sucks.
Yup.
Yup.
And then a bus. Like a school bus that you have to drive around.
Work. Colors. I would kind of love that, I think.
Yeah, for real.
You thought we wasn't going to steal a bus? We whipping the piss out this bus.
That video is so crazy. Pets. Parrot instead of a parakeet.
Any bird, I'm not doing yeah. it.
A parrot. We're going to go ahead and go ferret again.
No.
Okay, fine. Rat, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry and to rat lovers. There's so many rat and mice lovers.
There really are.
And I can't.
Frog.
Okay.
Mason, you got anything?
Mason, be honest. Is this episode going to flop?
It is. It probably
is. I don't know.
It's going to, we're going to
No, you guys have actually said some really funny stuff.
Okay, that's good.
I genuinely just like can't tell sometimes. And I'm like, this is going to be so bad.
A turtle for pets.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, yeah.
Turtles stink. Yeah, they smell.
Rabbit.
Ew.
Rabbits, yeah. Gross.
You don't really have any good options in that one, but sorry.
Give me a dog.
Iguana.
Okay, iguana.
I bearded dragon, like, wouldn't hate, but wouldn't love.
Okay, switch one out for dog.
Because you have to feed, like, the little bugs and shit.
All right, numbers 5, 60, 2,
yeah.
90, 92.
Jesus.
Okay, places. It was almost like North Korea.
That is horrible.
I mean, okay, yeah, North Korea.
Fuck.
Starting
off really bad.
Chicago is your good one.
Okay.
Jersey.
I think I can make it work in Jersey.
Portland.
Yeah, I would not. Portland. Like Portland.
Neverland. Like a fake place.
Ooh.
Neverland and Bikini Bottom. Jobs.
I'm too pale for Bikini Bottom.
Jobs. Lifeguard.
I would be very fulfilled doing that.
Okay, then that's
there was
a good
a time
one.
When I really was like having a mental breakdown at college, and I was like, "Do I just quit, drop out, and train to be a firefighter?" That was like basically all of my sophomore year.
Period. Lifeguard will be your good one then.
That's my good one. No, give me like CEO or something.
Okay, fine. CEO of Barbie.
Something cunty, yeah.
That's kind of cunty.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what I got stumped on for you last time. Bad jobs. I just feel like you could kind of find peace in a lot of things.
Yeah. Like, I love a blue-collar working thing. Like, I would love to be a construction worker.
Right.
That would be so fulfilling to
work
me.
Work from home. Oh.
Them coming. I'll never forget them coming out on that, like, tank thing. And they're pretending
no, it's
to
so
hammer. Or no, on the, like, scooper thing.
Literally,
oh, my
period.
God.
That's why this one's hard. Because it's like. Oh, I know. Sex educator.
Huh? Yeah. Would hate that so bad. Or like a
Only
sex
fans.
Therapist. OnlyFans nightmare job. Sex therapist also nightmare job.
Let's go with personal assistant to Ellen.
That is hell on earth.
Yeah.
Or like a worker at like Halloween Horror Nights. Being a scarer at Halloween Horror Nights. That is like my nightmare job.
Okay. Pick your number.
Let's do Sion.
Sion. All right. Here we go. Predict. Here it comes. Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Oh my god, it's done?
It's done.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be on the good side.
Unfortunately, it's on the good side, I think, for you. Once upon a time, you met Stassi Baby.
Yes!
And got married. You moved to Bikini Bottom.
Okay, I could do that. Ice Spice is there.
And lived in a house.
Oh, work.
You eventually had 156 kids with sus.
You know what? I'm okay with that. In Bikini Bottom.
You just let them swim, baby. The way that it mixes the
colors. I know.
Like, guys, because so since we did Pets Instead of Colors, the way the story reads isn't right. So this is how the story reads. You drove around in a rat Lambo. So you have a pet rat in your Lambo. You work as a lifeguard.
Okay.
Until the age of 65 when you retire.
Wow, that's really impressive that I was a lifeguard until 65.
Also, honestly.
A lifeguard in Bikini Bottom, like.
Wait, I didn't even think about that's that. Crazy. That's crazy. You're Larry
the Lobster. That really checks out for so many reasons.
That does check out. Like, this if, really comes full circle.
Like, if I were a character in SpongeBob, I probably would be Larry the Lobster.
Us both being like, you're Larry.
Yeah, I know, like putting two and two together, 4 + 4 = 8.
You
like,
and
that
Stassi baby in Bikini Bottom.
You know what? I see that for myself, so. We would live a good life. We would raise those kids.
Emma's like.
I know. Emma's like, Stassi baby. Stassi also, baby. Us calling her Stassi baby and not just like Stassi.
You gotta say Stassi baby.
I don't know. Like, what does she go by besides Stassi
I don't
baby?
Know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't so, know. Period. Well,
well, that was it.
This was it. Guys, we don't know how
we don't
this
know how that went.
We so the this we wanted this to be a short episode because Emily's got to she's got to go hang out with her fam. Her
yeah,
fam's
my
in
family's
town.
In town, and we just wanted to get some episodes.
We wanted to
for
make sure.
Guys.
Wouldn't you rather have a short episode than no episode?
Yes.
So that's why we wanted to do this.
We just wanted to do something fun,
something
lighthearted.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we hope you still enjoyed it.
We hope you laughed.
We're going to have some fun teasers of upcoming episodes. We're going to do something fall themed.
Yes. Some more Halloween
sure.
stuff.
Halloween
coming
stuff coming
too.
Up. We're very, very excited about. But again, as always, let us know what you guys want to hear from us.
Yeah, please. Let us know, comment your thoughts.
Or even just let us know, like, your favorite past episodes, because that also helps us to yeah. see if, like, oh, maybe we could do a part two, or maybe there's, like, a spin on this, you
yeah.
know?
Or, yeah, we could do a different
yeah.
subcategory.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Like, just, like, the crimes one, how we did yeah. Taylor. So, yeah, so always just let us know, DMs, email, comments,
always
whatever
open.
You want. Always open. Our personal DMs, always open.
Always open.
Which you can follow. I feel like we never plug our personals, but we can. My Instagram is CAILYNHOERTZ. And Emily?
Mine's eSwizzle with a 1 for the I.
Period. And
ESW1ZZLE.
Period. And then follow all of our socials, which are on the screen. Make sure to rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Buy the merch. We're working. I swear, this is on my to-do list, is we're figuring out the Spotify links.
Oh,
okay?
yeah.
We're doing it. Some
we're
of you have called
it, okay?
us out.
We're
okay?
sorry.
And you're so valid.
We've gotten so many DMs about it, and we're very sorry.
And you're valid and correct.
It's just a process.
It's a process.
Okay? Like, I'm on a family plan of Spotify.
Right. I think we're trying to see if we can, like,
make
a whole new
own,
Spotify
yeah,
account.
Just for the birds.
Yeah. So I promise we are thinking about it, and it's on top of our mind, and we're going to execute soon because we know you want yeah. the playlist. And then we're going to backlog, and we are going to, like,
go back
and make like, episode one, episode two play. Like, I swear, we're going to split the load, and we'll do it.
We'll do it.
Okay.
Anyways.
That's all for
follow
us this week.
Follow us. Social merch.
Yeah,
did we
I said all
say
that?
That.
I said it all.
Okay.
All right.
Then perfect.
Yeah.
TTYL.
TTYL.
Special thank you to our special guest,
yes,
Mr. Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Mason, on the ones and twos. We'll see you next week.
TTYL XOX.
Mwah.
That is so funny.
That's so funny.